Wow. Okay. Digis. And hi, listeners, and welcome to Amplit, Houston's number one podcast. Yay. I am your host.
Wow, we can actually say that and not lie.
We can actually say it. We were for a day. I am your host, Perry Moore. Of course, we're here with the regular gang. We got Travis Young.
I really wasn't ready.
Who cares? I got Cameron Anderson.
Shoshalosa.
And we got Matthew Jones.
Babies need to be euthanized.
Wow.
Oh, my Jesus Lord.
Started wow. Okay.
That was horrible in itself, but the fact that your voice turned into, like, Megatron when you said it.
Oh, wow. Okay, of course. We are at episode 19 now today. And we got an email, which will be friendly and helpful through the rest of the day. But we had some other news this week besides what we're going to talk about for the email. And then I think Cameron had heard about it also. It is the death penalty in Texas for the first time since like 2010.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a woman, which is like, I think, the first time since like 1976.
Texas killing people since
2010. That's only 3 years ago.
Yeah, that. But like, obviously,
and now we're coming back.
It's the death pit. Like, obviously, it's like, you know, sentencing the death. Obviously, I really don't think it's as bad as like TV says it is, where like judges just be like death penalty, death pit, like fucking Phoenix Wright, death Wolf penalty King style. Yeah, I don't think
he's not a prosecutor anyway.
That's objection!
Objection! Death penalty. Uh-oh. Just like that really fast. I don't know. I mean, Travis, if you were sentenced to the death penalty, like,
live it up.
What? You live it up. You're in jail. You can't live it up. You're trapped. You're trapped.
So by living it up, you'd get the raped. Only thing in yes.
I might as well go out with a bang.
Might as well go out with a swollen booty hole. That makes sense, right, Trev?
I don't want to talk about this.
That
anymore.
Sounds like that just sounds illogical. Okay. Wow, that's terrible.
Have we discussed what our last meals are?
What our last meals are?
Yep. Your last meal. They give you a last meal before they kill you.
Really?
Real cheap.
You can have anything you want. They'll fly it in.
What would you get?
Just some New York style pizza and a bunch of chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
That's true. Yep. Those are my favorite meal right there.
Wow. Okay. What would you get, Matthew? Your last meal.
Last meal.
Yeah.
They'll give you anything.
I tell them to make my mom's mashed potatoes.
So they got.
Since they couldn't. No, it's just they can't do it. They can't kill me.
That's what I'm about to say.
That's
like,
not how the last.
That's
meal.
What I was gonna say. What are they gonna do? Like, either kidnap your mom or like try to bring her back. Like, they'll keep you alive for like 50 more years while they try to work on like bringing her back to life. Like,
yeah, make. And I'll be the taste tester. I'll be the taste tester. And be like, nope.
So, but that way you can just lie. You know, that doesn't work like that. You can just lie.
It does like, work. Like
that's
that.
Why it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, they just give you a meal
after you give them the first. Nah, this isn't like my mom. They kill you.
Don't give a fuck. That's we fed it. You. All right, Cameron, what would you get as your last meal?
Oh boy. This is a hard question. There's so many foods.
Do you need some time to think? Do you want me to go before you?
I really don't. I don't think I need time to think about the last thing I'll eat before I die, because then it won't taste as good. I'll be dead.
Well, I mean, that's the point. Isn't it supposed to be like this is the happiest peak of your food life? That's
why they no, it's right? not. What are you gonna sit in your cell, get in the chair, electrified?
They don't even do the. Isn't it lethal injection now? Didn't they get rid of the electric chair, or is it still electric chair?
I thought
they got rid of the electric chair.
Yeah, I thought it was lethal injection. Yeah.
You know what they should do is they should get you a conjugal visit from your favorite porn star.
Really?
Oh, Jesus Lord.
Granted that she consents.
What?
Does course. She get paid?
What? No.
She doesn't
then no. Why would she
do it? Why would she do it? They don't have sex for free.
Okay. Man, okay.
They do with like significant others or people they like.
That's where your tax dollars will go.
Apparently. Yeah.
Paying stars to have their last bang.
Yeah, actually, that's a good question. Like, what if you're just like, I don't want to eat. I want sex.
Then they kill you.
Oh, man.
I want to eat some pussy.
Yeah, you can make that your last meal.
Then some black guy who's like 7'3" comes in there. It's like, this is all you get, motherfucker.
Wow.
Lord of mercy.
Okay. Wow.
Off the rails.
Onward with the thought of death. This was something that was posed in one of my classes today that made me actually wonder. You know, of course, everyone wants to, like, try to procreate or try to, you know, continue their legacy through children.
Not me.
You want kids. We had this discussion on the podcast before. You want kids.
I want all kids to die.
You want as many as you can provide for, whatever your answer, your politically correct answer is. Nonetheless.
Yeah.
The question was, like, you know, you and your significant other, you're having sex, you shoot for a baby, she turns up pregnant, she then miscarries. You know, sadly.
Fuck, is that funny?
Sadly.
Over here.
Miscarriages are like a very, they happen more frequent than we really think. You know, so like, if yours miscarried, you know, how would you feel? Like, would you be able to stay with her and try again? What would you do? I'm asking y'all. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'll answer.
You usually ask which one you want to go first, right?
I'm sorry. All right, Matthew. Come on, you haven't answered first.
I don't want to go first, but
okay,
well,
fine. I'll go first. Fine. I'll be honest. If you miscarried, it would be kind of difficult for me.
Damn, Barry.
You can just try again. I don't understand.
Just try
the problem.
Again. What the fuck? There's nothing wrong with her vagina.
No, but that's the thing. It's just like, okay, let's say, I was talking about this last night, that it's in your genetics. Now, obviously, sometimes, like, there's, I really don't know if this is
I think
is a
you
word.
May be confused.
No.
Yeah.
Let me get to it. Well, let me try to explain. Maybe not. Maybe it's just an occurrence. Who cares? That's my point. Back to my point.
Yeah,
okay.
let me explain.
Let me go back to what I'm saying, what I was talking about last night. Okay, obviously, like, we were bored, and I was on, like, I apparently have made an OkCupid profile with my username is IncogniGirl, and I'll get to that later in the podcast. But nonetheless, so we're looking at people and, like, girls in their profiles, and, like, there was one girl that was, like, you know, one thing I'm not ashamed of course. She was, like, I have a special needs brother, you know, things like that. Those, like, obviously, she's mentally stable. Her brother is not. But there's a potential chance that, you know, when you're doing, like, the chromosome matchup and stuff, that hers may be, you know, somehow dominant over her 22 may be dominant over mine. Obviously, the kid come out retarded. We got a retarded kid. Obviously. Like that. With miscarriages and stuff, you know, some people only have one miscarriage. Some people have multiple. Some people have nothing but pure miscarriages. It's just like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I just be like,
there's
you miss
miscarriage factories.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm going to be like, oh, you miscarried, bye, bitch. No, I'm not going to say that. But I'll have to sit and talk with her and be like, do you normally have, is this your first miscarriage? You know, can we go see if you can have children? If you can, then I got to go because I want kids. Like, I want, you know, that's something that I have decided I wanted. I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings, but.
No, you're not.
It is what it is. I'm going to get, like, hate mail now all of a sudden. From like
Perry, you are
you know what it feels like.
I still don't know what it feels like. Alright, go ahead, Cameron.
What was the question?
If your significant other miscarried, what would you do? Stay with them? Break up with them?
Try again?
You just try again? Okay.
So, I put a quarter in.
All right, wow, dear Jesus.
Press start.
Here's my question. What if she miscarried twice?
Put another quarter in.
So you just keep trying over and over and over.
Oh, I mean, if the scenario is I will never have children, then
you're in my same boat. You have to go. I'm sorry.
I never said that. I don't know.
I'm trying to get all of us hate mail. Okay. No.
What?
Just kidding.
You're doing it right.
Oh, sweet.
That's how I like to.
But no, I don't know. All right, since Matthew doesn't, is Matthew ready now, or do we gotta go to Travis?
Oh yeah, I'll go. All right,
Matthew.
If my wife has a miscarriage, I know I would stay with her because I married her because I love her, not because she can, not on the fact that she can have kids or not.
Well, just to clarify, I also never said married. I just said significant other.
Oh,
Why the fuck would you be trying to procreate with your
girl? Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, I'm not saying you try to have kids, but I'm just saying you end up, you know, you nut in her and you don't have a condom. Big whoop-de-doo.
Well, you fucked up now.
That is an interesting dynamic.
Look, now Matthew's on my same boat.
Yeah, I thought you said your wife.
No, I said significant other.
I don't want to say no just because based on that, but that's what it sounds like. So yeah, I'd have to leave her.
All right. So So Matthew, here's a question I have for you. All right, you go. What?
I'm scared of you asking me just questions. I'm tired of.
I did the same thing for Cameron. Concert. All right. So you go to a party.
Yes.
Meet a girl, hang out with her, have sex with her unprotected. She ends up pregnant. But hold on. You're having sex with her unprotected. You get up, walk out, you know, never see her again. She finds you on Facebook like 6 months later and is like, hey, remember me? Sends you a face picture. You're like, yeah, of course I remember you. Then she's like, remember this? And she sends you her belly.
What?
That's not 6 months later, Cameron.
Oh.
Okay, so 6 months later, she shows you her belly. You know, are you going to tell her, like, abort it? You going to tell her, oh, cool, I'll come be back with you.
Abort it 6 months in?
Well, what's the limit? Like, 3 months? Isn't it 3 months? What is it?
It's
what
the first trimester.
Yeah, the first trimester, so 3 months. Okay, so, you know, she tells you that she is pregnant on Facebook. And, you know, would you be like, okay, I'm going to go be with you now? You going to, or would you tell her to abort it?
This is so fucked up.
It really is.
You answer this. This is the crazy part. These are like when you're doing OkCupid profile, you have to sign up and you make your questionnaire. You answer the questionnaire and they base you on people who answer similarly. These are actual questions that are on the questionnaire. Like, one of the questions was like, are you ready for a nuclear war? Yes or no? Like, how the fuck am I supposed to answer? And the scary part is, like, who the fuck answers yes to that? That's, like, serious. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm prepared, Perry.
That wasn't the question. The question was, are you excited for one? All right, so Matthew, you know, girl messages you on Facebook, is like, hey, we had sex and I'm pregnant.
Okay.
So what you gonna do? You gonna tell them to abort it?
I just want to tell my listeners, this is gonna be very fucked up, what I'm about to say.
Okay, but, you're welcome to, and then after that we'll get into the email, from your friend a little bit.
What I would do, I'd go see her, we'd go have a couple of drinks, I'd get her drunk.
Are you trying to fucking kill the baby and stillbirth it that way?
And then, we go walk down a couple of stairs and... You don't have a baby anymore.
I hope that's a joke.
Here, go in front of me. Oh, thank you, Matthew. God.
Yep, Travis. I mean, Cameron's got it right.
That's terrible.
What if she dies?
What if
now you're a murderer?
Now you're a murderer of two people. Yeah, you've committed double homicide.
She fell down the stairs.
They'll do that. How you gonna do that? You gonna leg sweep her or what the fuck? You just hope she's clumsy.
Karate.
You push her.
Oh my Jesus. Okay.
I wonder if we could just harp on that for a bit. I wonder why the go-to like abortion thing is falling down the stairs. Why? What happened? Is that like how people usually do it? Like that's.
Well, I think it's just because I think it's like the two ways to do it is of course go get the abortion, but that costs like isn't it like $1,000 or something? Like to actually go do because you have to pay like your medical bills and stuff.
I don't know.
It's like $400 something.
Never really researched.
Well, yeah, it's like some money, but it's some money, and then there's the stairway, which does the same thing. And
that's
it's
not
free.
Guaranteed though.
And it's free.
I don't really understand why that's like the go-to.
I don't know. I never said anything about pushing it down the stairs.
Or when she falls down the stairs, just give her a quick kick to
I never answered this.
I can no longer kick
but
you.
I'm going to answer after. I want to answer after Travis. I'm going to answer before Travis because Travis, I think, will give the politically correct answer to this. He'll be able to save this conversation. So what I would do in this scenario is... I went to a party, had sex with a girl. I
having a hard time believing this.
That I went to a party or that I knocked up a girl? Which one? You're a jerk.
Whoa, Perry, you knocked somebody up?
No, I have not. No.
I
what a legendary podcast.
I'm talking because Travis said he has a hard time believing. I was like, believing what? That I went to a party or that I had sex? And
for future reference, if you do get a girl pregnant, this is how I want you to tell me.
On podcast?
Yep.
All right. All right. What I was saying was, if I went to a party, got a girl pregnant, you know, and then, I had sex with her and protected, and I nutted in her, and then eventually she messages me and she's like, "We're having a baby." I would have to. I think it would. Fuck. I'd probably put that $400.
You're just not eating
like
it.
If it depends on what we're both like, it depends on where we're both going with life. If we're both going in the same, like we both want an education and we want to do something with our lives, cool. If I'm like, I want to sit down and have an education and become an accountant, and she's like, I want to tour Europe, then I'm gonna give her $400. Like, you go do you, I'll do me. We both be happy, cool. But if we're both pursuing the same thing in a general sense, then I'll see how it goes. But of course, nothing is guaranteed. Of course, like, obviously I had sex with her. That doesn't mean that I love her. Obviously I could meet her.
Yes, and, you do, Perry.
Yeah, obviously I could meet her and she'll be allergic to fucking peanut butter. And then, you know, I don't know. There's something
and that's
stupid.
That's a deal breaker.
No, I'm just saying it's something like peanut obviously, butter. Obviously we're not compatible, you know. That's just how I feel. So, with that being said,
because your penis is made of peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
It sure is. I like it to be lathered in it. Lathered. I like it lathered in peanut butter. Whatever.
You're so a Travis, superhero, Perry.
Travis, go ahead and save this, please. Because it went downhill bad.
I hate to be this guy, but I always have a trouble answering these questions.
Just answer them honestly.
And then no one will hate you.
We're all entitled. That's right. We're all entitled to opinions here at Amplit. And you give yours. That's it.
Okay, but see, this is not going to be funny or entertaining.
Why would it be funny?
We want the serious.
We're talking about abortion,
yeah,
Travis.
We want something serious.
Duck abortion can be funny. I mean.
Duck rape. Anyways.
Duck abortion. Man, I don't... Sir, are you sure you want to do this?
Oh, wait, hold on, Hold on.
Are you sure you want to do this? Wow.
To stop Travis. Okay, so last week we talked about the Giovanni Plowman thing. Have you heard about the dog raping the girl thing and she died?
What? She died?
Yeah, she... Girl, on, like after the Giovanni Plowman thing, you know, she posted her eating the tampon. Some girl put on Facebook her getting... fucking raped by a dog. The dog nutted in her and she died.
Oh my god. Okay. I'm submitting that to science. That's dog semen is fatal.
Like she died.
Some Giovanni Plowman died?
No.
Someone else.
Yeah,
no,
I was saying,
have a chance with her.
I was saying like how we did that was a week. I was saying earlier this week the girl posted on Facebook her getting railed by a dog. That's what I'm saying. Not Giovanni Plowman. I was just saying, you know, a week after that. I'm sorry. That was a random tangent. I'm sorry, Travis. Back to answering what you would do, abort or not abort. Fucking dead.
I would definitely go for the abortion. I'm sorry, but I'm just not ready.
You're not ready to be a father?
Or able.
What if it happened at, like, 26, and you're, like, not at, you know, a job anymore? You're out in the world.
I have a big boy job?
Yeah, you have a big boy job, where you wake up at 9 o'clock.
Fuck. I mean, if I don't like it, sorry.
What the hell is that?
What the fuck?
Oh, my bad, I'm cooking, y'all.
Bro, what the fuck? All right, I'm sorry.
We here at the Amplit Podcast take the subject of abortion very seriously.
Yeah,
not serious.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but like
that's your answer.
What? Damn, I lost my train of thought because of Matt.
Swag cooking over here.
I wouldn't want to have a kid. I don't think abortion is funny or a joke, but. I think it's a great idea a lot of times.
Yeah,
he's right. No, in all
if you're not prepared,
just the way it sounded,
I would rather I'd rather put up that $400 to abort the kid than bring the kid into a world where, like, I'm poor, can't provide for him. We have to hand wash his diapers because we can't afford to buy him none. Like, I'd rather do the $400 than put him in that world. That's just my.
But also, let's not act like abortion is the only option. You can also put the child up for adoption.
That's what I was gonna say.
It can be with somebody that can't.
There's that too, but then also you have to look down the road at, like, the financial. You have to pay for those medical bills for her to birth the child. She has to go through that pain to birth the child. As a dude, we're just like, I nutted in you. Yeah, like, the girl
has to. The vagina will turn into a giant chasm.
Yeah, like,
nobody wins.
The girl has to go through that. So, you know, it's nothing that one person makes alone. You both have to sit down and talk about it. That's how we at Amper feel. On to a little bit happier subject. We did get an email, like I said earlier. It was from Matthew's friend, but she did post some good questions for us to all talk about. And read the email like such, and then we'll get to the first question. All right. Hi, my name is Tiana. I'm a friend of Matthew. Your podcast is fucking hilarious. I've listened to a few episodes, and I have several questions for you guys. Oh, by the way, that Charles guy is awkward. I don't think he should ever be back on the show.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think he should ever be back on the show. He instantly kills the conversation. Sorry, not to be mean.
I can't wait to tell Charles.
All right, so anyways, here are my random questions, and this is the first one we can get started on. Matthew, okay, what the hell are you doing? Are you moving the stove? What the
fuck are you please doing? Put the skillet away.
All right.
Oh, shit. That's just the butter, y'all.
That's dude, Jesus.
We right. Matthew, get out of the kitchen.
Get out of there. All right. Turn off the stove. Oh,
God.
Turn it off.
The butter is cooking.
I understand, Matthew, but turn it off.
You're not Paula Deen. Get the fuck out of there. Butter's not needed on everything. All right. First question. When, if ever, do you feel it is okay to participate in domestic violence? Matthew.
I thought this was gonna get happier.
That's the first question. Oh, my bad.
Oh my god.
Matthew, do you think it's ever okay?
Matthew, please.
Do you think it's okay to participate in domestic violence?
When, if ever, do you feel? If she tries to kill you,
that's not domestic violence. That's self defense. That's not domestic.
But that's no domestic. I'm thinking of it as a legal term. As a legal term, if you ever
hit a woman,
like if you try to hit your spouse or anything like that, that's domestic violence. Self defense or anything. That's like when you're at school. You know, you've heard of instances when like the bully is trying to beat a kid up, but the kid beats up the bully.
Yeah.
The kid still gets in trouble because he displayed violence at school. That's domestic violence,
unless
no matter what it is.
Unless he's a terrorist, then he doesn't get in trouble at all.
So yeah, I don't. Like I said before, I don't condone just beating bitches, but
sorry,
there's a time and a place for everything. Now you should never. Nobody should just hit anybody. But
so,
you're trying to defend yourself.
You're telling me there's a time and a place to smack a hoe.
If you're defending yourself, that's
no,
the only.
No, this is not defense. This is purely because.
Oh, you just like because you want to hit.
Because she burned dinner.
Yeah, you just walk in.
You should hit.
Because
hit anything.
Because there was never a sandwich on the table when you got home.
No, you shouldn't hit anybody.
You caught her reading.
What you doing, bitch? With that a was, book.
She was doing math.
Wow.
Witch. Oh, witch.
All right, so. Travis, would you ever hit a girl? Would you ever partake in domestic
I know this
violence?
Do you?
Yes.
What am I gonna say, Cameron?
If she's hell bigger than, if she's bigger than you, then hell
oh yeah, yeah. I think that's a good point. That's what I usually say is, if a girl's big, I've said this on the podcast before. If a girl's bigger than you, and you know, for me, that's not hard to do. Yeah, hit her. I don't mean just hit her, but I mean if a girl is big enough to restrain me, I think I can fight back.
Okay, so here's just this isn't in the email, but this is just a question because of the OkCupid thing I was talking about. Okay, let's say you get into a relationship with a girl, and like of course the first date is like the get to know you stuff. What if
sexually?
No, sure, whatever. No, that's another question. We'll get to that later. But the first date is getting to know you stuff. What if you found out she's like a black belt in Taekwondo and she's learning judo? Like, do you continue this?
Or oh, no.
Does that make you fearful of her? Like,
cause oh, yes.
At any time, she could just beat the... Or, like, what if she's like, I have a collection of knives in my bedroom? Does that alarm you?
That sounds fun.
Would I date someone who knows...
Yeah, would you date someone that's like, I'm a black belt in Taekwondo?
No. After
talking about this domestic violence stuff, because, like, obviously, she could just beat the fuck... Like, it's very rare that guys get domestic violence, like, that they place the charges, but they happen. And I'm sure it's in these type of scenarios where, like, the woman is, like, a black belt. Yeah, she's a fucking ninja.
I would still date... yeah, I would still date her.
Cameron, could you do it? You're fucking 6'3". Could you, like, and you date, like, a little 5'5 Asian chick that's, like, she's a master in Taekwondo and she was almost a part of the female equivalent of the Yakuza. I don't know.
That sounds fun.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
The female equivalent of the Yakuza?
Yeah, because in the Yakuza,
so she has tattoos and guns.
In the Yakuza, all male, right? I don't know what the female equivalent is.
It's awful.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a member.
Okay. Wow. All right. So then that's one question. Second question. How do you feel, you know, about a girl? Well, first off, I think we would have talked about this, about like earring piercings. Like, how many is too many for a girl to have? That's first off.
This is what happens when we don't have any nudes.
We go through emails. Hey. So what's too many emails for, I mean, not email. God damn it. What's too many ear piercings for like a girl to have? Travis.
Three.
Or Matthew. Okay, you say three. So what, just her ear?
Yes, you don't need your clit pierced. Why?
Yeah, that was about to be the next question. What about
it doesn't make sense.
What about the clit? And then would you
maybe
get
for
you like to
have a belly button piercings, that's fine.
What about would you get your penis pierced?
That is the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life.
Your friend asked it.
Oh God, hell no. Why would you put a mouth on your dick?
But here's the question. People do it.
It's stylish.
Yeah, people do it.
That's no. White people do that shit.
Oh Lord.
You'd be surprised.
There's a lot to do. Alright. Here's one that we can probably talk about. Alright. Let's go Cameron. Cameron, what do you find more important in a girl? Her personality or her appearance?
Her breasts.
That's not an option right now.
Oh my goodness. This is the most female unfriendly thing I've ever heard in my life.
This is friendly.
This was written by a female.
No, I'm talking about our responses. This is atrocious.
This is friendly.
God.
How is this untrust?
Let's see if we're still Houston's number one podcast.
We're gonna be Houston's top 20 in the region.
Oh, what up? All right. But yeah, Cameron. So, what's more important to you in a girl, her personality or her appearance?
Jesus. I have some news. I'm gonna kill myself for this one, but I'd say personality.
You be honest. Be honest. Is that what you really feel?
No.
Be honest. But, be honest.
I'm being cautious. That's what
I mean. Okay, so let's answer your question. All right, let's say a girl that's like, you know, let's say, okay, obviously, since you say appearance doesn't matter, you meet a girl through mutual friends, y'all exchange phone numbers, you talk to her. She sounds wonderful. You love her personality. You meet up with her, and then you realize she looks like a man, and she's also post-op. She's post-op female. Oh,
first of all,
you said personality.
But I don't understand why am I not finding out about this before I even meet her?
I don't know. She's a... I don't know. But obviously, you haven't seen what she looks like.
You got some horrible friends.
Yeah, that's true, too. I'm just trying to think of some random scenario since you say personality. I don't know. I was just curious.
Okay, I say personality because, I mean, you could have a 10, but if she's a bitch, either you put up with a 10 or you want to kill her.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I have so many jokes I want to make, but make I just them. Don't feel comfortable.
Go ahead. We're protected by the internet.
No.
We're protected by the internet. All right.
You bring out the worst in me.
I'm so sorry. That was never good. I didn't know I was fucking Spawn. Okay. Anyways, Matthew, which is more important to you, personality or her appearance? Be honest.
First off, let me tell people why this question is so hard to answer. Like, okay. It's so hard to answer because people are not just two separate categories. When people ask these questions, this is why Travis has or Cameron has a hard time answering, because there's more than just one specific asset to a person. So it's like to choose one or the other, like, because if you choose one, you're giving up something else. Mm-hmm. So
hold on one second,
I'd have to go with personality.
You say personality too. Okay, now hold on, before you answer why, let me go back and ask Cameron. Okay, well, actually, you already answered, because you said which is more important on a girl, bigger boobs or ass. So you already think boobs.
Oh, God. Yeah, sure.
All right. Matthew, which is more important? A bigger top half or bottom?
I think I answered this last podcast.
Probably. No, I think it was afterwards. You didn't record it. Well, actually, I recorded it, but you just
didn't. Oh. Top half.
All right. So why you say her personality? Why do you say her personality is?
I don't have patience. Really? I will kill somebody if you piss me to a person to a certain point. I'll kill you.
Really?
Right. I won't kill you. I'll be personality.
I guess this is a good time to let the listeners know. That's what happened to Charles.
We killed him.
He paid Matt.
Wow.
He pissed off.
Wow. I actually saw him early day. All right, Travis, go ahead and answer.
You saw the ghost of Charles?
Yeah, I saw the ghost of Charles in line. He touched me. All right, personality or her appearance, Travis, which is more important to you?
I don't know, man.
Do you need time to think about it?
I don't need time to think about this. I don't know anything about women. I'm sorry. But I can't answer these questions because it's like asking a blind person what their favorite color is. I have no fucking clue.
Travis, you have an opinion.
That's what I'm saying. It's not saying you're dating one. It's just saying, for you, would you rather date a Anna Kendrick looking girl, or would you rather date someone that connects with you personally, but she looks like half decent?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
How the hell am I supposed to know that?
You have to know yourself that, like, okay, obviously, if you dated Anna Kendrick, but she... Okay, let's try this. You have the option to date Anna Kendrick, but she hates video games, she hates PCs, she hates podcasting, she hates you having friends.
Or so would she hates me.
Yeah, or would she... but somehow you landed her, or would you rather have... I don't know, one of the girls I sent you a picture of in Reddit, but she likes video games, and she's okay with you podcasting, and you get along on a personable level.
Those girls were attractive, though.
Fuck. Okay. Obviously, I'm not saying, and I'll get to why I'm saying this, but okay, obviously she's like a 5 or higher. You have to find her attractive. You find the girl attractive, and you get along on a personal level. Which would you rather have? The girl you get along with on a personal level, but is half decent, or the girl or Anna Kendrick?
I don't know. And here's hold on. I'm gonna elaborate. Here's the thing: is I've heard so many people who like me are, you know, big nerds, play a lot of games, whatever, who said that they don't want to date someone who shares their interests because they get sick of it and things like that. They have too much gaming in their life or whatever, whatever. And then someone who, you know, believes that would go with Anna Kendrick. But again, I don't know because I've never experienced either.
Okay, that's fine then. Okay. For me to answer, now we're back to full circle. I want to listen in this to be very, very clearly. I'm going to say this. I think they're both important in a girl. No, I'm getting to it. I'm going to choose one, but I'm answering this very clearly. I think they're both important because, you know,
we know.
I have, everyone subconsciously has like a checklist of like, okay, this girl, I can date her. No, she's just sex. Okay, obviously. My three things. I have to find, if I don't find you attractive, we're not even going anywhere. I'm not going to, you know, try to pursue you if I don't find you attractive. That's simple. The second part of the three is we have to, like her personality, I have to be able to talk with you. In order for me to date you, I have to be able to talk with you. So both of them are important. The third is like how good you are at sex, and like half the battle is enthusiasm. So I think you have to test drive the car before you buy it. Nonetheless, back to what I'm saying, to pick this, I'm going to say her personality, because if this is a girl you're trying to talk to, she's already attractive enough for you. Obviously, I'm not saying, of course, she's not Anna Kendrick, but she has to, if you're trying to talk to her, ain't nobody trying to talk to some girl that has like an eye where her mouth should be or something. Obviously, if you find her attractive, you're gonna try and talk to her.
What is this, Greek mythology?
I don't know. So, with that being said, I think her personality is more important. The ability to have a conversation with her is more important to answer that question. That's what I think. And to answer, prefer bigger boobs or ass? I don't know. They're both cool. I don't know. I've been changing.
They're both cool. They're both cool.
I sound like a, you know what's real honest? Like, I bet when people look at me, they're like, that guy's never had sex before. That is the craziest thing. I really don't know. They're both. I'd be happy with both or either. I don't really care. As long as you have one. As long as you have one. But to answer the question, I guess boobs.
You gotta have a mixture of both, man.
Well, obviously. I mean, you can't just be flat like a 10-year-old boy up top and then like fucking a fat ass in the back. You can't have that.
If there's a listening that has that? You just made her feel like shit.
Well, I hope they write in to amplitpodcast@gmail.com. Alright, so final question, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up here like a condom.
Wait, it's been an hour already?
We've been like 40-something. But the question...
Harry and I have plans.
Well, but we've done really good for time, nonetheless. There's apparently... I don't watch much TV since I'm in college right now, and I don't have my TV on campus. But there's a TV show called, like, Catfish or something, where you know, meet a girl or a person on the internet for the period of a year without seeing them, and then you meet them a year later, and it's like, oh my... Like, it's basically like, what's that show on that used to be on NBC with Chris Hansen, the Predator show or whatever, where, like, you know, you set them up.
To Catch a Predator?
Yeah, To Catch a Predator, where you meet them up, and they're like, oh, hey! And then, like, you, like, see, like, an old fucking dude, oh, hey, like, I'm the guy you've been messaging for a year. Like, that's scary. But the question that your friend posed was, do you think you could ever have a relationship with a random girl over the internet for a period of a year without seeing them? And she got it basically from the Catfish show. Travis, we haven't gone with you first in a while. Travis, could you date a girl for a year on the internet without seeing them in person? Like, obviously she could send you pictures, but how do you know that's really her?
Sure.
You think you could?
Yeah, sure.
So what do you do when you meet up in person and she looks like a grizzly bear?
Or she's a man.
Yeah, that too. Home, that has happened on Catfish.
Masturbate and cry?
You said you masturbate and cry?
I mean, I don't even know what to speak on the end.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. So you
this
get
is
there.
What you get. This is what you get when your whole podcast is a bunch of dumb teenage guys talking about...
What? So here's the question.
I'm sorry.
Are you complaining?
A bunch of dumb guys talking about girls for 45 minutes.
Well, okay, let's talk about some news.
But hold on. We'll get into it in a second. Let's see. We're not going to end yet, because I forgot you said you have news. But, Travis, in 2 weeks, we're going to have... some more girls on the podcast. Will that make you feel happier and better?
No.
Travis isn't going to talk that episode. I promise you. He's not going to say anything.
We're going to be just... Travis Young.
Alright. Wow.
Probably have my mic muted for most of that.
Dear Jesus.
Oh, I don't know what that means. No,
so Valentine's Day is on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh. Not too late to break up.
And that's actually a question we can ask after this is answered. Then we'll go with Cameron's news and then wrap up. All right, Matthew, my bad. I'm sorry. Could you date a girl over the internet for a period of a year without seeing them?
No.
You couldn't? Why not?
No.
Why not?
Perry, you know why.
Is it the same reason I think so?
Yes.
Well, no, because what's my reason?
Tell me. I know your reason.
What's my reason?
So, no. It's impossible. Okay. It's impossible for me.
Okay, that's, you have an opinion, you're entitled to that. Cameron, could you do it? You date a girl over the year without seeing her?
Nope.
Why not?
Because every relationship needs to have some kind of physical thing.
Okay, you think that too. Okay.
That's the truth.
That was my reasoning. And, well, mine and Matthew's probably is very similar. That I think, believe it or not, sex can make a relationship work or not work.
You know, no, I never said sex.
No, I know you didn't. I'm saying this is why I think so. This is why it couldn't work with me for a period. If I'm dating you, it's established. We're in a relationship. After like 3 dates, that's my investment. If you ain't putting out, I'll go somewhere else. After 3 dates, you need to know. I still believe it. You got to test drive the car before you buy it. I got to see what you like in sex. And I said half the battle is enthusiasm, and the other half is being able to please me without me doing it. Obviously, she's really going in an uphill battle here because she don't know what I like and what I don't like. But enthusiasm is half the battle. With that being said,
3 weeks. That's crazy.
With that being said,
has all the girls you've been out with gave you the box in 3 weeks?
With that being said, no.
How kind of box?
I want to answer this question.
No, I couldn't.
Pandora's.
This is part of the question.
No, I couldn't meet a girl. One of them took a little while because she always like left our job and she'd come back.
She took a little while. She's being a good female. What the hell?
No, but I mean like she left work.
Give you the box in 3 weeks.
Come back and whatever.
Maybe not talk about this.
Yeah, that's all.
All right. So, with that being said, no, I couldn't. I couldn't do it for a year because if it's been established,
he's
been dating
in 3 weeks or he's out.
I'm about to get so much hate mail.
That's crazy. Because if a girl said that, she would be considered a whore.
But, well, obviously, I've heard, like...
Which would be true, but still, like, it's...
It's a double standard. It can never be.
It is very true.
Oh, well, but there needs to be double standards.
Yeah,
so.
On my OKCupid profile, it was like, are you okay with homosexuality?
And
I answered no, but then in the comment box, like to describe my answer, I was like, I'm not okay with it. I didn't say that. I was just like, I'm not okay with it.
But if you and a girl want to go at it ass to ass.
Yes, that is what I said. Yeah, you got it. All right. With Valentine's Day coming up, Matthew, are you going to do something for Valentine's Day?
No, I don't have a Valentine.
Go get you one.
Aww.
Go get you one.
No, like, I don't want one.
Why not? Because it's financial. But you know, with Valentine's Day, if you stay together for a month, you get steak and blowjob day.
I didn't know that, Barry.
Yeah.
Steak and a blowjob?
Steak and a blowjob. March 14th.
Who's paying?
You get both. It's a great day. So, you gotta go get you one.
Steak and...
Steak and a blowjob. In any order. Who cares?
Yo.
All right, Cameron, what news you got?
Oh, it's really nothing important.
Boy, you better share your news, boy.
A gay dog got saved.
A dog got saved?
A gay dog.
From youth. Yep.
How the fuck is a dog gay?
His name was Elton.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Okay, here's the
yep. That settles it.
he's a gay faggot dog. His name is Ill. Okay. Am I the only one that has an issue with this? Like, when you're naming a pet, I don't think you name it a human person because doesn't that psychologically tied to you for like you like that name or like there's something.
I was actually, and this is not a joke. I was actually thinking about this yesterday.
Like,
I heard someone talking.
I was. Yeah, I was.
Name was like a pet name, and I was like. I wonder why people name their animals like Jonathan.
Yeah, no, like that, because I was on OKCupid and there was a girl and she was like, hi, I love my dog Lauren. And like, her name is fucking Jennifer, but when I meet her, I'd be like, who the fuck is Lauren? She'd be like, oh, that's my cousin that died in stillbirth or something. Like, obviously, it has some sentimental value to you. Who the fuck is Lauren? And then, like, here's the question. But here's the point. What I'm saying is this. I'm not saying that's the real truth. I'm just saying, like, that's something crazy psychological example. My point that I get onto next is that, you know, what if, like, we have a child together. Somehow we make it through OKCupid. We have a child together. And she's like, it's a girl. And, like, what do you want to name the girl? I want to name it Lauren. Like, now you have a dog that fucking died. And your cousin stillbirth, you know, like the name Lauren is just like synonymous with like death. I don't want that on my child. I couldn't do it. So people who name their animals like names is just weird. Why can't you name your dog Fluffles?
What the fuck?
Hey, I'm gonna give you. I've told Travis this. I'm naming me a Montecu. I'm gonna get him white, and I'm gonna name him Snow. I don't even care.
That's fine, but
that's a person's name.
Snow is not a person's name. That's
yep.
It's Final Fantasy doesn't count. Look it up. That ain't a person.
He's not a real.
All right. Anyways, whatever.
He is. No.
Travis is getting defensive now. Okay. wow. That was a little harsh. All right, Travis is getting a little defensive. Nonetheless, thank you again for listening to a great episode of Amplit.
Fucking it's an abomination.
If we're back for episode 20, you'll see us next week, of course. You can find us all on Twitter. Travis is at 2 feet tall. Matthew is at SirMojo with underscores in between. Cameron is at Goddamn Cam. I am in Not the Platypus. You can like us on Facebook.
The page, or in real life.
The page is facebook.com/AmplitPodcast. You can find us, of course, on that page. Of course, we're all linked to it and attached to it as admins. Of course, contact us and email us at AmplitPodcast@gmail.com for any more comments or your hate mail or any future questions. And of course, we're taking applications for girls for the 15th episode still.
And I love hate mail.
Of course, we do. I am your host, Perry Moore, and we are.